do you not objectify this awareness?
Pardon?
How do you not objectify this awareness?
That's where they say the Four Noble Truths are so important to incorporate as one is practicing, because you look, if you objectify awareness, you're going to suffer. You start paying attention to what is it that leads to suffering. And it doesn't have to be suffering, miserable, you know, weeping and crying. It's sort of suffering in the sense of dis-ease, discontent. It's kind of stressful to hold that as an object. And so then when you see that kind of dis-ease or that stress, then it can be relinquished. So that's the use of the Four Noble Truths is not just a nice teaching. It's so important to keep learning how to internalize that teaching in one's training and practice. And that investigation of, you know, what is it that I'm experiencing that is really unsatisfactory? What is it that is creating a sense of dis-ease, discontent? Where is that arising? What's behind that? How to relinquish that? What's the feeling that comes when I do relinquish it? So that those Four Noble Truths are not an end point. They're something that you're internalizing and using in your meditation practice and in your daily life.